if I can get your gender, age, neighborhood.
Male, 24, neighborhood.
Yeah, like your ward, yeah. Like
ward 7.
Ward 7? All right, so kind of some general questions. So what has been the biggest challenge to you and your family during the pandemic?
Not able to go home. I'm born and raised in Haiti, so I couldn't go home till now. I can't go home. So.
And is there anything that has been good for you and your family during the pandemic? Like any resources or any like sort of organizations that have been like kind of providing resources, like food, vaccines?
DC Gov been doing an amazing job. Mayor Bowser made sure that anybody would get some kind of support. It didn't matter if you were a citizen or not. It didn't matter if you're a resident or not. It didn't matter if you were from here or not. Mm-hmm. She made sure if you had any difficulties that came up from COVID, you would get some kind of help, from providing food, from providing basic like PPE stuff, basic sanitation stuff. She made sure we had all that. So, and I think the biggest one was making sure that this it was a grant or whatnot, but like the unemployment insurance, a lot of people wouldn't be technically allowed to have it, but she made sure that they got the funds, or anybody that realistically applied and had the right reason will get those funds. So that was really amazing of her trying to do that.
Yeah. So how would you say, like, kind of in a post-pandemic, continuing pandemic, what is one word to describe this kind of time for you?
A word that would describe this?
Yeah.
Regular.
Like, it just happens. Like,
I mean, I'm from a third world country. Country being shut down, pandemic, all of that. We've been through it, so regular, yeah. Different country.
Yeah, I guess because America kind of has this idea of just being like, oh, like we're not like a third world country, but you know, the way this has been handled has been very like.
Pretty much, we had cholera in Haiti. Mm-hmm. We were shut down. Everybody had to stay home. Was pretty much the same thing. Maybe a time-wise it was different, where COVID was a bit longer, but same thing.
Yeah.
Regular.
And so kind of my last question is, what is something that you hope will be different for you / DC overall, kind of like after this pandemic? What kind of like lessons that you might have learned, or what DC or this area of the world might have learned in regards to like kind of moving on after the pandemic?
I hope we start understanding that, well, we stop being selfish. Whereas all it really took is for somebody to wear a mask, or somebody to get vaccinated, or somebody staying at home. If you don't want to do either or, make sure you're taking the right precaution for that your neighbor, your friend, anybody around you doesn't contract the disease. By having all those people walking around not willing to take those type of measures, it put all of us at risk. So I hope you learn to stop being selfish.
Definitely. And so I lied. There's like a couple kind of like mini questions. So this is kind of more specific questions of kind of like, where do you get your information and resources? So where do you get information that you can trust?
For COVID?
For COVID, for just news in general. Yeah.
I don't really have a trusty resource.
Yeah.
Google,
like word of mouth, yeah.
Essentially.
Okay, yeah. And that's pretty good. Also, this is kind of similar to number two, but kind of like any programs that have made a difference for you and your family, like food wise.
DC Health, Central Kitchen.
Central Kitchen. Oh, that's really good. Yeah.
That's why as soon as you said Central Kitchen, I was more than happy to do whatever I can to help. Forgot his name, but that was the chef, whatever his name. But they made sure everybody had a meal during those times. Again, it didn't matter whether you had the money, whether you didn't have the money. It didn't matter if you were VC resident or not. You had a place where you could go and pick up a freshly cooked meal that was healthy. I helped pass out some of those meals. So when we first started, I was going out during the weekend and passing out those meals. So I got to see firsthand the difference that those meals actually did by posting up on a park or posting up on the block or a neighborhood, and people you know, coming up and not feeling some type of way that they're picking up, you know, food. It wasn't like we're doing a donation.
Yeah.
By branding it the way we did, it, I think it allowed a lot of people to be comfortable and be okay asking for help.
It's definitely important work. Yeah. All right, let's finish all the questions I have. But thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Yeah.